I am a maid of Flushing, and I have a pincushion, although my clothes are bare. There came a cook ruffin, and he said it wanted stuffing, and fain he would have stuck a pin there. This pincushion a witch is, and breaks through leather breeches, and breaks through our buttons of brass. In vain they stand a sentry to guard Dame Nature's entry, for pincushion maketh man an ass. The miser chat thinks money much sweeter than the honey, says, look what I have for thee here. To see if I can win ye, I bring a lovely guinea, then hold up thy pincushion, my dear. The people in the tower stick 40 in an hour upon an old pincushion there. 4 pence apiece the rabble rout may stick 'em in and take 'em out, for codpiece does never cry forbear. But mine is Cupid's pillow, not fit for every fellow, 'tis black as the feet of the swan. As woolly as the peaches, and tender as the beeches, and fit for the service of a man. The miller and the farrier, the ploughman and the carrier, did proffer me fine toys with their pin. The grocer sugar candy, the vintner wine and brandy, they all came to stuff my pincushion. The brewer and the baker, the fiddler and the Quaker, resorted to my pincushion. They often would be billing, and feel if I were willing to stick but a little small pin in. Sweet Sue may leave her bobbing, and toy with Bonnie Robin, if she a good pincushion have. It wins the heart of Arthur much better than the garter, and makes him a lamentable slave. I am resolved to marry, and will no longer tarry, but use my pincushion well. Let Cicely live and die a maid of leading apes, I am afraid. I must of young Cupid have my fill.